the Indians try to keep their historic winning streak alive against the Royals. We pick up the action in the sixth. We're tied at one. Eric Hosmer facing Josh Tomlin.
Swung on, lifted in the air to left. Sliding attempt by El Monte. He didn't catch it. And in with an RBI double is Hosmer.
Two down, bottom of the ninth, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive, deep left field. Back goes Gordon. He's at the wall. He leaps. He can't make the catch. Coming around third with the tying run is Gonzalez. The Indians have tied it down to their last strike in the bottom of the ninth.
High fly ball, deep right center, and Tyler Naquin makes the catch.
Jose Ramirez, the pitch. He swings and rips another base hit to the gap in right center.
And Ramirez is going for two. Here's the throw. He is safe.
Jay is 0 for 3, walked back in the sixth inning.
Ripped to right, it's down over the line, fair ball. Around third, Ramirez will score. It's a walk-off for number 22.
And history marches on.
Jay Bruce, your hero. The Indians win again, pulling one out against the Royals, 3-2 in extras. Cleveland now stands alone in second place and is four victories shy of tying the all-time record of 26 straight wins set by the 1916 New York Giants. Here's Jose Ramirez on the big win after the game.
You just have to be aggressive and always know that we're the best and have to fight until the end. I didn't think it was going to be a double, but then I saw the center fielder slow down a little bit, and so since I'm aggressive, I just ran and legged it out, and I knew that I had a good chance to execute it.
It was an impressive night for Jay Bruce, who delivered the walk-off hit, but here's Bruce after the game talking about what impresses him about Jose Ramirez.
Everything, this guy. He plays the game literally with his hair on fire. And I know there's a shirt and all that stuff. I mean, he's been amazing, man. He really has. He's a spark plug, him and Francisco at the top there. He does it all, man. He does it. I asked him what kind of hitter he was today, and I said, no, I got it. You're every kind of hitter. He's amazing.
Here's Indian skipper Terry Francona talking to reporters on how exciting these victories have been.
Yeah, me and Millsy were kind of talking about that. I mean, just the experience for guys like Allen, Mejia, you know, to be right in the middle of it is invaluable. I mean, they're you're right. They're fun games to play. I mean, the atmosphere, it kind of felt like a playoff game, and that's invaluable. No, I'll never do that. I'm just trying to figure out the ninth inning. You know, we had so many moving parts. I mean, for a low-scoring game, you know, we wanted Smitty to pitch tonight. We needed Andrew to pitch tonight. You know, it just seemed like, and, you know, when you have that many guys on the bench, there's just a lot of moving parts.
We talked so often this year about Jose and just almost become like heartbeat of the lineup. Just to watch him do what he does.
Yeah, and his base running on that play, he rounded first, under control, you know, took a real good, you know, rounded the bag, and then probably got down to about 85 or 90, and then saw where the throw was going and gave himself a chance. It's just, he's not out of control. It was really good base running. He certainly doesn't seem to shrink from that. That was there was a lot of good. You know, there was some others. You know, we had a few opportunities and we didn't cash in, but we kept playing. And you know, you're at home, you're a hit away.
Terry, what was the explanation that you got from the umps with the tag on Ramirez's second?
Well, they can't. On replay, you can't, as a judgment call, I knew he came off the bag. I went and looked at it. I just told him, I said, I want you to go look at that and then tell me you don't think he swiped him off the bag. So I knew they weren't going to change it. I just wanted them to have to go look at it.
Is that a matter of not being able to review it or no precedent for it?
You can't review a judgment. That was a great atmosphere. I mean, my goodness sakes. is fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And it's better when you win. But, I mean, the experience for some of our young guys is incredible right now. They're learning on the job right smack in the middle of this. It's really good. Yeah, and I thought he looked much, much closer to Andrew than the last time. You know, he's going to need some outings, but that was a really good first step for him.
You have anything on Chisholm?
It was more precautionary. Obviously, we wait and see how he shows up tomorrow. We weren't going to take him out. He didn't want to come out. Then we weren't going to take him out. And then when he sat for a little bit, he got a little stiff, so we're like, man, we're not going to mess with this. So we'll wait and see how he shows up tomorrow and just see how, if he's stiff, if he's not, what the next step would be.
I know he ended up getting thrown out at the second next play, but for Nate Wynn to get the single there.
That was, kept the game going. Yeah, at that point, you know, you want to just keep it going. It was a nice at-bat. I mean, he kind of fought for his life and threw one in the left, but it gave us a chance to get Frankie to the plate.
Francisco Lindor tied the game in the ninth, but it was Jose Ramirez's aggressiveness helping the Indians win the game in extras. Here's Lindor on Ramirez's tough play.
No fear, man. No fear. That's how you describe Jose right now, and that's how you describe him since day one. You know, no fear. He's going to go no matter what. He don't care what people say, whether he gets thrown out or not. He's going to continue to do it. He's still second. He got thrown out. He's going to continue to play the game hard, and that shows a lot.
For kids that are watching, that attitude is hard to have sometimes when you don't have success. Why do you think he can continue staying with that attitude? Not saying that you don't or others don't, but he does always believe in himself and he stays aggressive.
Perseverance is just how he is. You know, he's just going to go and do it, and that's just how he always been. And I encourage everybody to be like that. You know, it's just go and do it, man. Why not? There's nothing to lose. You get thrown out, you get another chance. That's a good thing about baseball. It's most of the time, it's always another day. You go and do it.
For you to see Naquin get that hit in the ninth inning, I know everyone wants to talk about you tying the game up, and we'll get to your at bat. But knowing what Nake's gone through, what he contributed last year, how awesome in this set of wins that another guy has contributed.
You pretty much won the game. Without that at bat, we don't score, you know, because I don't get to hit, and there's no one on base, obviously. It's just huge, you know, huge. Every guy today that stepped in the lineup, whether they play defense or offense, they did something right. They helped the team win, and that's why it's a lot. That's why it's a lot, and we're blessed to play this game. Why not do it the right way?
Bruce now officially an Indian, now that you guys got to do that to him.
He's been an Indian. He's been an Indian since early August, and I actually feel like I've been with him for like 3 years, man. It's pretty cool. He's a good person, and he might have to do a beer shower for him.
With this streak and everything else that's happened, do you guys need a game like this? Just a close game where, because there have been a lot of those over the last month.
I mean, I'm not sure. I just feel like every game is fun because we play all the way until the last out. You know, it's not like we up 10 and we stop playing. No, because if they take me out, they put Gio and Gio comes in and gets another hit, or they put Gunso and Gio comes in and gets another hit, and I'm saying like, wow, I could have got a hit too, you know. And it's just fun because everybody's doing it, you know. When Tito make the changes in the fifth, seventh, eighth inning, everybody's contributing, and everybody wants to play as hard as they can, and that's why we've been successful. We've been successful because everybody's pulling for each other, and everybody's playing to the last out.
Andrew Miller made his first appearance since coming off the DL in Thursday night's heart-stopping victory over the Royals. Here's Miller on his performance.
I'm glad I got back in. I'm glad, you know, we found a way to win the game. It was, you know, just another way we found a win. I think across the board, great game. I think, you know, obviously some big hits at the end, but the offense kind of grinded out. But our pitching staff, you know, did a great job. You know, Tomlin had an excellent start again. You know, we're getting used to that. These starters are every time out giving us a great outing. And bullpen did a good job. And, you know, some of the defense was incredible behind us as usual. So, you know, another classic win in the stretch.
I'm not going to call Tito a liar, but he told me two hitters. How do you feel that you got to stay out there and extend it, and they got a couple bloops, but you got to be out there for a minute?
Yeah, I felt really good. I'm glad they let me keep going because I kind of thought the same thing, and the fact that my pitch count was down, I get to keep going. So I think it was, for me, I couldn't have drawn up any better.
Atmosphere like this, you've been in the playoffs, you've been in a World Series now, but what does this mean for everybody else to get in this type of atmosphere, even though it's not October?
Yeah, I think for everybody it's a good experience. It's a chance to kind of, take a little bit of the spotlight and see how you handle it. And obviously we're doing a pretty good job, so, hopefully it's a little bit of a prep. Nothing really equals that, but, the fans have been incredible. The media that we see right now is obviously more than you're used to, and, these guys deserve it. They're playing well.
Jose Ramirez, I've talked to you about him before, but just – when you see him with the game on the line, do you hold your breath when you see him going to second, or do you just go, that's Hosey?
I think that, we know he plays with a ton of energy. That's, that was a huge play in the game for him to keep going right there. And, I think, we all know what Hosey can do. Was he 4-for-4 tonight? So, I think, the fact that anybody can step up, Naquin had a great at bat that was, huge. That was the difference in the game. So, what, Frankie and Hosey do never stops to amaze me at this point, but, it was a great team win.
This series continues Friday with Trevor Bauer on the mound for Cleveland.